Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It's often hard for law enforcement to nab a poacher. There are too few of the former and too many of the latter on American state lands. But officials now have a tool that's helping to catch poachers while lessening the chance that an animal has to die first. An army of taxidermied robotic wildlife has been unleashed across the country to help police and game wardens stop poachers. The robo-animals are made by companies like Custom Robotic Wildlife, which use legally acquired animal hides and robotic components to create realistic critters. With the touch of a remote-controlled button, the animals move just enough to appear alive, a tail twitch or a head turn, when a poacher lines up a shot on them. At the other end of those buttons are officers hiding in the bushes or a truck, ready to arrest the poachers. Generally, the officers have gotten a tip that poachers are in the area, so they know where to place the decoys. We spoke with Brian Wolfslegal, owner of Wisconsin's Custom Robotic Wildlife, who's been creating such decoys for law enforcement for 20 years. He gets requests almost every day for his animals, which range in price from about $2,000 for a white-tailed deer, his most popular animal, to nearly $5,000 for a moose. Costs include the robotics and the packaging. The prices might seem high, but Wolfslegal notes that the animals can be used for many years and take many shots before being retired. So, how good are these robo-animals? We also spoke with Jim Reed, the Director of Stewardship at the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust. He's the man in charge of its robotic decoy program, which donates robot animals to law enforcement agencies. He said, where they have been used very little, they're incredibly effective. Where they've been used quite a bit, the poachers kind of get used to it. Then the game wardens have to change things up a little. That's when Wolfslegal gets a call for a new animal, or one that moves in a different way. He said, every year we build something different because the officers say, I hear the poachers say, if just the heads and tails move, don't shoot. So then we make an ear move or a leg move. I'm working on a white-tailed deer right now for a federal law enforcement officer. She wants one that picks up its tail and poops. How will they manage that, you ask? Wolf's Legal is trying a few techniques. He said, we got a little auger system going. I have three kids, and they just love this because I buy M&Ms, and they get to eat every color except the dark chocolate ones. An auger system is a conveyor system to move materials on an incline, and as for the brown M&Ms, you can probably guess what they're for. Poaching is a huge problem in the United States, and the decoys are a great help. Reed with the Humane Society says they're very effective. They're used to target specific crimes, such as hunting from roadways, hunting out of season, and shooting from a motor vehicle. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust has donated more than 30 robotic decoys to various enforcement agencies since 2004. Reed said, in working with game wardens around the country, we came to find out these men and women don't have the resources they require to do their jobs effectively in a lot of cases. The organization plans to continue raising funds to donate even more, with the goal of eventually ending poaching. Wolf's Legal also builds robotic animals for private use. He said, I'm working on a sitting red fox for an autistic child with a robotic head and tail. He can plug it into the wall and away it goes. Today's episode was written by Karen Kirkpatrick and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.